What's this podcast called?
Stepsister from Planet Weird.
Podcast from Planet Weird.
Oh.
Luck of the Irish. More like Freak Me in the Eyeballs.
I love this movie.
No!
I told you not to bring up prom in this episode.
Oh, you
want to
talk about prom, Mama?
Drama Kaflama, baby.
I was nominated for winner of them all.
Goddamn! Hello, ghouls. It is time once again to review a Disney Channel original movie, question mark?
Why am I in the shadows? I'm in the shadow realm.
You can scoot over.
No, it's just the fact that like your microphone and you can both block my light.
Okay, sorry about it. This is a podcast from Planet Weird, and oh boy, this is episode 286.
Oh, what? Would we're not in the 300s?
No, on episode 300, we're going to kiss on cam.
Oh, God.
We're going to kiss on camera to get the views.
No clickbait. Two queers kiss.
So,
just like in this movie.
We're talking about Under Wraps 2 today, which is the sequel to a remake DCOM that came out a couple of years ago. So we're going to talk about that in a moment like we do.
Like we always do.
We are recording this on September 30th. So when this drops...
Journal entry, September 30th, 2022.
When this drops, it'll be like mid-October.
Mid-September.
It'll be very spooky. But right now, we're about to get into the spookiness. It's about to be spooky season.
These cobwebs are just holograms. Like, if you see the video, it's a hologram.
We're green screened.
This is not my bedroom. I can change it. I can make this into...
I push a scroll green screen down and it goes...
We switch it. It's Jurassic Park.
Oh, would love.
We switch it. It's the Myers house.
I just got my flu shot today and... First of all, the person asked me about Hocus Pocus 2, because I'm wearing a Hocus Pocus shirt. They were like, oh, is the new one in theaters? Or, like, what's the deal? And I was like, I think some theaters are showing it, but, like, it's on Disney Plus. And then they were like, it'd be cool if they did, like, what they do with, like, Jurassic Park, where they show, like, both movies back to back.
Okay.
And I said, okay.
Okay. What? What kind of Jurassic
fan? They're saying, like, when they re-release things, or, like, when they did, like, Harry Potter or Twilight, where you could watch all the old ones in the theater, and then
watch the new one. Yeah.
They're saying if they showed the old ones were too long in the theater, and then you went into the new one.
If you were that kind of person that did all the Harry Potter movies and then saw the last one, you're too much.
No, and there would be, like, a bathroom break.
A singular bathroom break?
Or a couple, I don't know. I know they did that for, like, the Toy Stories or something as well.
I just feel like that's just too much to commit to at a movie theater.
No, I've never done
that. I would cry. I would want to go home halfway through.
Anyways, so yeah, right when this goes up, it's mid-October. How do you think your spooky season is going?
I am at a new job.
Yeah?
I am happier? Question mark. I have been to... either Vegas or Florida, question mark.
Why are you going there?
I have tentative plans. Don't ask me why. I feel like the future is a mystery. The past... what's that saying? The past is a gift. The future is a mystery. But the present is a present.
Sure. I know what you're saying, but I don't remember.
Thank you.
It's from Kung Fu Panda.
What?
And today's a gift. Today's a present. That's why...
it's called the... today's a gift is as it's called a present. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what Master Oogway says.
Rest in peace. No, I don't know. My October, I think, is going fine. Let's just put it that... I think I'm alive. I think I'll be alive.
Okay.
Feels so good to be alive.
Hope so. Well, reminder that our final... Halloween season episode will be in 2 weeks. It'll be on Hocus Pocus 2.
Woo!
My expectations are low for that, and I'm gonna try to avoid, because I don't want to watch it like today, which is when it came out. I want to like wait till we're closer to the episode.
I want to wait till we're actually in Halloween.
I'm trying to wait, and so I'm gonna try to avoid spoilers of people saying it's good or it's bad.
I saw someone say something today and I was like, no, no. But they're a theater gay who like live and dies Hocus Pocus. So
you gotta mute Hocus Pocus on your...
On my stories? I can't mute it on the stories.
I thought maybe you were on Twitter.
They got me on stories.
Twitter.com. That's why you don't watch stories.
On Twitter.com?
Yeah. Have you heard of it?
Twitter.com doesn't have stories.
No, I'm saying you can mute phrases on Twitter.com.
Yeah, I did that with, what's that one? What's that long one that people used to do? Uba juba luba luba?
I don't know what you're saying.
Those like stupid like things that's like, I don't know.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I muted Charlie Puth.
Oh, yeah.
I muted that.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's healthy. Anyways, okay, let's just go ahead and dive into Under Wraps 2, because that's what you came here for.
Woo!
Let's go!
All the people say that you look like a villain. Well, I don't disagree. All your moves are mighty chillin'. We relate, we are cool. Got no hate. I pick you. It's a bond. This is glue. The world needs freaks like me and you.
Okay, so this movie literally came out on Sunday of this week, and then came out on Disney Plus today that we're recording. So, hardly any information on it. I'm on the Disney Wiki.
Disney Wiki feet?
Juan found there was one review on IMDb for it that he will summarize later. But all I can tell you really is that this movie
was filmed.
Was filmed.
Distributed.
It's directed by Alex Zam, which I believe he did the first one. Let me just...
Oh, Zam.
Oh, I got these ads on Disney Wiki. Yes, he directed the first one.
Woo!
But different writers. This one...
And it shows.
This one was written by Josh A. Kagan. Don't know you, but okay. Technically, it's a Disney Channel original movie because it aired on Disney Channel. Is this the last one? It could be.
It probably might be, honestly, depending on if it's shit or not.
This movie was announced in February of this year, and then now we got it. So pretty quick turnaround, you know.
Fast.
This one, obviously, picking up where we left off, not like
picking up what I'm putting down.
Not immediately, but, you know, their hair is a little longer. Their relationships are a little stronger.
Or weaker.
Or weaker if you're Marshall.
Or, you know, psychotic.
If
you're Marshall.
It was filmed in Vancouver and Victoria, British Columbia. So Canada, shout out. There's some trivia for you. This film takes place a year after its predecessor.
It sure does, but they look 7 years older.
Exactly 1 year later. It says, however, it's premiering a little less than a year after the first film.
Because the other one released last year?
Yeah. That's a quick turnaround.
That's a little suspicious. Every time a movie's like, hey, we know we just released this one. Well, guess what? We have another one. Unless they're planned. Like, those movies that are, like, planned to be filmed back-to-back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a little suspicious.
Yeah.
Because that's what always happens. And it's always funny because it's always horror movies. For the most part. Where it's like, yeah, I think it was.
Not always.
But
Twilights were filmed back-to-back. The last one?
Yeah, but they were planned
to. Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is when it's like, we don't know if we're going to make another one, but this one did so well, do another one like right now. Release it in 6 months. Because that's what happened with, I think, Child's Play 2 into Child's Play 3. And mama, when I tell you that was...
This is the 12th DCOM to be a sequel. Juan, what are the other DCOM sequels?
Like, all of them?
Yes.
All the DCOM sequels?
Yes.
Xenon
2? Give me five.
Okay, do the Xenons count?
Yes.
Xenon 1, Xenon 2, Xenon 3?
No, just for, like, a second one.
Oh.
Even if it was, like, a trilogy, just...
Oh, so just one that had, like, two.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Xenon.
Yes.
Halloween Town.
Mm-hmm.
Zombies?
Yes.
Descendants?
Yes.
Shit. I just lost all of them. Which ones did I say?
You said Xenon, Zombies, Descendants,
Halloween Town. High School Musicals?
Yes.
There are 11?
There's...
Twitches?
Yeah. Twitches, too, yes. Think sports?
What the fuck? Don't tell me.
Not my hands being in front of me on the video.
Sports? A sports one got a sequel?
Yes, think about...
Shut up, don't tell me.
And for the other three, think of Brothers, think of Sports. These are different movies. And think of musicals.
Oh, I was going to say Sean Cody, but that's porn. The one with all the trip, with all the brothers, with the three brothers, the island one.
Jumping Ship.
Yeah, that one with the horses.
Mm-hmm.
Sports? What sports decom got? Is this like racetracks?
There's no ball involved.
Is this like racing?
Similar.
Is this motocross? Oh, Johnny Tsunami.
Yes, Johnny Capahala back on board. And then there's... You're missing three.
I'm missing three.
And they're all musical.
I think the fuck not.
One is a Paul Hoen joint, one is a Kenny Ortega joint, and one is a Jeffrey Hornaday joint.
Not a Hornaday keeps the doctor away. What the fuck? What musicals got sequels?
High School Musical, Descendants. What are the big franchises?
I said them all. Descendants, Zombies, High School Musical.
Okay.
Teen Beach Movie. Yes. That one.
Do I need to call my good friend Demi Lovato?
Oh, Camp Rock.
Camp Rock 2, and then with the last one?
I don't know.
RAR.
Lady Gaga's music videos.
RAR.
XD?
RAR XD.
What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck is this? What? Calling all the monsters. The Cheetah Girls.
Yes.
RAR. You should have went.
That was me being a cheetah.
Sorry, that wasn't a good cheetah sound. That was worse.
So this is actually the first non-musical DCOM to get a sequel in 15 years after Twitches 2.
So damn, all of them have been
Twitches sequels. Twitches 2, yeah.
Why did I forget about Camp Rock? Oh, because I didn't like those.
This is the third DCOM to feature LGBTQ+ representation.
Enter Macintosh sound. LGBTQ+.
The TikToker. Wait. LGBTQ+.
Wait, hold up, let me see.
LGBTQ+.
Hey Google, can you say LGBTQ+?
My apologies, I don't understand.
Okay. So the first was Under Wraps, which I don't really count. The first Under Wraps, she says she has gay dads.
What?
But we saw no one. So I don't know why they're counting it on
Disney. Oh, I thought you meant the original. I was like, what?
No. In the one last year.
Yeah, they did say it, but like, did they? Not, yeah, no.
They didn't show anyone. And in fact, during Pride Month, when they were showing like a little like edit of a bunch of different like...
They showed her just going, I have two dads.
They showed her talking, but there's music over it. So you don't hear what she's saying. And so it just looks like she's the queer character.
Because doesn't she have a little pride fan?
Probably. And then Christmas Again was the other one.
I was going to say. Which is really just those two.
Which we also saw last. Yeah, that was last year. And it was gay men. It was Gunkles. And this one, it's Amy's gay dad and Carl. Yeah, it says...
I hate the fact that she's like, hi, dad, and Carl.
This is the first DCOM to feature a gay wedding and the second to feature a gay kiss.
Oh!
After Christmas Again.
Why did that sound like...
Okay, Sophia Carson, Stan. This is the first DCOM in 11 years to premiere on a Sunday since Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure. Oh. I don't really count that as a DCOM. Okay.
I wouldn't say that's a DCOM. That's like a direct-to-DVD.
And then they just like happen to air it on Disney Channel. Anyways.
Listen, Mama, DCOMs are not available on DVD.
What's your history with this film?
You know what? We go way back. Me and this movie go way back as of 11 a.m. today.
This morning. Yep, exactly.
And when I tell you, we've had a long relationship. It's been kind of hard. Halfway through it, I was going to give up. But I persevered because that's what love is all about. Finding a way. Persevering.
I feel you. The only trivia on IMDb is that the jeweler is played by Adam Wiley, who played Gilbert in the original Under Wraps.
I noticed that halfway through the movie, like when they came back to the shop. You I was said, like, oh shit, wait. But then I was like, are the other randoms in this movie also cameo? No. That was not.
No, and well, because I remember that he announced that he was going to be in it, and then I forgot over all these months. And so when he was at like the premiere in Disneyland, I was like, oh yeah. And then that was
all right. What happened to Marshall, sleepy eyed Marshall?
When I saw him, I was like, he's just the jeweler? I thought he's going to be something more important.
No, the jeweler has two lines. Yeah,
but I thought, I don't know what I thought. Well, like, he's a magician in real life, so I thought maybe he'd be doing some magic.
At the festival. No, at the gay bash.
Yeah. I thought he's gonna be their gay ring bearer going. Losing the rings, just like Amy does in the movie.
Wow.
So yeah, we don't have a history because this movie just came out. Oh my god. But we saw the one last year. And we should remind everyone that Under Wraps, the original, is your favorite DCOM.
Under Wraps really is. Like, after I was asked that question recently, I was like, is it my favorite? And I said...
In a job interview.
At the job interview that I had literally yesterday.
They should ask that. If I was a hiring
person... What's your favorite movie? I mean, they did. They asked you.
What?
When you worked at Zia for all of 2 minutes.
They didn't ask me my favorite movie.
Didn't they ask you what kind of music you listened to? Then they go, who's your favorite artist?
They probably asked me about music, but I don't think they asked me about movies.
I thought they did. They should.
No, specifically asking what's your favorite DCOM. Anywhere you work, you should have a favorite, okay?
And if they answer, I don't watch kids' movies, even as a child.
Then don't hire them.
That's a little suspicious.
They're not a team player. Okay, so Under Wraps 2. First of all, I want to say... First of all, I keep saying it. I've said many things, first of all. I was like, should I rewatch Under Wraps, the one from last year, to like...
And if you did, that was a mistake.
Prepare myself, because I was like, I don't really remember. Like, I know it's just a remake of it, but like, I wanted to remember like the nuances of it. But then I said, no, I'm going to go on YouTube and see if there's a recap. And there was a recap on YouTube. So I watched that. It was like a minute long. And then I went and clicked play on this movie. And turns out the recap on YouTube is just the first minute of this movie where Marshall literally recaps the movie. So I watched that twice. So. But I'm glad that they did it because I was like, I don't have time to watch the whole thing. They did that
for us. They literally just cut and pasted.
Yeah. They did that for us, though. They said, you don't need to.
I'm pissing.
They said, here's what you missed on Glee.
But then they go... And here's what you missed on Glee again.
Marshall hated his mom's boyfriend, but now they're cool.
And that's what you missed on Glee.
Yeah, I forgot because he mentions that to Harold. He's like, oh, they're cool. Like, I'm cool with him now. I was like, oh yeah, wasn't he a little jerk in the first one?
Isn't he a little jerk in this one?
Well, okay, let's get into it. So in the beginning, we are in a cornfield.
And it's like, a little scary.
It's scary. All of a sudden, there's like a werewolf wearing jeans. What?
Is this Digimon?
A werewolf wearing low-waisted jeans? Scary.
Am I turned on?
There was a scarecrow that came to life. And zombies.
But none of them danced and sung.
That would have been fun if they did a
Addison?
It was just the zombies characters. It's literally just Bonzo came out. And then, like, I don't know. I like that stuff where it's like... where it's like an in joke where it's like on
There was a DCOM where like we saw characters dressed as Addison and
it was Under Wraps, the first one. But I'm saying, what if the real Bonzo came in and was like realized he's in the wrong movie and then like walked out of frame? It's like, remember in Victorious when they would be like, there's a scene where like Tori walks through the Carly's apartment and just exits, and then it's back to Victorious. What? Yeah, there's a scene where she just, it's just like a little joke.
Like on the set?
Yeah, where she exits from the elevator, walks by Spencer, like Tori Vega, uh-huh. exits the apartment, and then she ends up on, it's the Victorious episode where they do like the match game, or like Hollywood, the game show episode.
Okay, work.
Where they're all like impersonating other people. Mm-hmm. But stuff like that, I think that could have been fun. I feel like the actor who played Bonzo might have been available.
He would have been game.
But anyways, so they're in a haunted corn maze, and we see that Gilbert has a YouTube channel. He's a vlogger now.
Oh my god, he's a vlogger, he's an influencer. Gutsy Gilbert, he's brave now, he's not a chicken shit.
And Amy's doing her reporter stuff. She was new to town, wasn't she?
She was new. She was new.
She was the new girl in town.
She was the new girl in town. Well, she'll tell you about her gay dads.
Yeah, and so now Gilbert and Amy are really close because they're both.
Well, because they're doing stuff together. Creating stuff. Let's not. Okay, let's just lay the ground rules right now. There are three of them. Two of them have passions that have melded together, right? One's a reporter. She's like, and my stories, which I guess they both work for the school newspaper now, because his blog is directly tied to the school newspaper.
They collabed.
Which she's a part of. So technically they're in a club together, right?
Yeah.
If you're not in that club, do not be upset when your friends are spending time at the club, clubbing without you.
In the first movie, wasn't Marsha saying it was that he was like super into horror movies and like would make like B movies, or they did like a project, right?
I guess.
Why isn't he doing that anymore? Like filming shit.
Because
he's in depressed mode.
He's in depression. He's in depressed mode. Yes, he's in
Depeche mode. The band.
I'm gonna lay this out right now. I hate Marshall. I think Marshall is the worst character. The worst lead character, quote unquote, lead main character in any DCOM.
That's so bold to say.
That's so bold to say of me, but I think Zendaya in Frenemies is a better person.
No, I'm trying to think of like one that we hated.
A main character?
Yeah.
You can't hate the main characters.
Yes, you can, and I will. And I do it all the time.
Pick one.
Didn't you really hate the girl from Christmas Again? With my mother's name.
In your mother's name, I hated her. Probably. I don't know.
I feel like you didn't like her.
Someone
checked the archives, because I'm pretty sure we've shit on some main characters. That like there's a contender.
Can someone make a supercut of just me going, I hate this. I hate this person. I would love to see how many times I shit on a character.
Planet Weird Awards 2023. There's gotta be some contenders for
worst main character.
Yeah. I know we've had a lot of worst friends. Yeah, I don't know, because DCOM, I'm thinking of, like, Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, when Lola is the fucking worst. But that's not a DCOM.
Yeah.
So, we'll have to revisit.
But Lola isn't the worst the entire movie.
And you think Marshall is.
And I really do think...
And his brother, TJ Maxx. Wouldn't that be fun? His mom named his kid Marshall and TJ Maxx.
Oh my god, I would cry.
His daughter, her daughter Home Goods.
Her daughter Homicide. Yeah, no. Also, I think it's whack how the corn maze is just like, it's over, get out.
You know, I think budget cuts, I think they can't do overtime.
Imagine me
no at cleanup.
Imagine me at Halloween Horror Nights in a maze. The last maze. 12 o'clock hits. Get out. It's over. Turn the lights on. Get out. Walk the other way.
I think that the workers had to be somewhere, you know.
They had to go work that second shift like the one that's in this movie.
Yes. And this really, I think, is a comment on the economic
crisis
that we're having, that we're facing these days. And I know you didn't think a DCOM would touch on it.
But it did.
It has.
It sure has.
So, Amy...
Oh, it's planning a Halloween wedding.
Yes. How do you feel about this Halloween wedding?
I am thriving.
Because...
But I have problems. I have issues.
I think if it's not, like, on Halloween, because I know everyone likes to do their own thing on Halloween. Like, you don't want people to be like, well, I can't go do this now because I have to go to Carl and Amy's dad's wedding.
Carl and the other one who isn't named except for like twice.
But I like the idea of it.
Like, the concept of like a spooky wedding. I know, like,
or like they didn't wear costumes, but like a costumed Halloween wedding sounds pretty cool.
Like, here's my problem with it. Ready? This is the episode where I get hot takes. Why do I look like, what's her name?
I don't know.
Adam's family. Morticia.
Okay.
Look at the glow. Why? Because you have... The glow in my eyes.
Right on here? Okay.
Just at my eyes. Morticia.
What's your hot take?
I'm sorry. Like, my Morticia fantasy. My hot take, I think this is a cool idea. I would shit on it so hard if it was so kitschy and ugly. Because here's my thing. Themed weddings to me are disgusting.
Well, I was going to say, there's a difference between doing this like a Halloween wedding and like a Disney wedding. You know what I mean?
And that's my thing. I've seen people that are like, I'm doing like a fairy tale wedding. Like, we're all doing like ghouls and not ghouls and goblins, but like, I'm an elf and she's a leprechaun or whatever the fuck is in Lord of the Rings, yeah. Right? Like, Lord of the Rings, like, if it's like this is a Harry Potter themed wedding, kill yourself.
Mm-hmm. Cause like when they had the cake, that was a little too much for me. Cause it was like, the cake doesn't even look good. It's like the fondant and then there was a bunch of leaves around it.
And it's like cobwebs.
And I'm like, why do I want leaves on my cake? That was a little too much, but, like, I think if you were, like, more loosey-goosey and you just told people, like, show up in a costume.
I think it'd be cute if it were, like, gothic-themed wedding.
Yeah, super spooky.
Like, in a castle.
If it was, what's that called? A blood rave. In Blade.
Blood rave! Can you edit blood? Okay.
But, yeah, so I like the idea, but, like, it could go too far, you know?
It has to be that right blend of, like, it has to look... High fashion, it's fashion.
But not too...
But not kitschy.
Not too themey.
You have to... It's a border... It's either Party City or a Gothic Mansion. And it can't be Party City. And it can't be too Gothic Mansion because it's a little too hardy. Like, too try-hard. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I'm having a steampunk wedding. If you come in a zipper, it's over.
A cyber-goth wedding.
Yeah.
I also think it shouldn't be on Halloween, just because I think...
That's just a lot.
Yeah, like, let people... Celebrate. Like, do it, like, a few days earlier or a week earlier, and then people, like, if they want to hand out trick-or-treat candy or, like, go to a different party on that day, then
I think the idea of this wedding... We're so stuck on this wedding. There's not much to talk about in this movie anyways, at least to me.
To be fair, it's the first gay wedding in a decom.
Let's talk about it.
Of course it's a Halloween
wedding. And of course they make it kitschy as shit. Here's my thing. If the reception was this cool, like, everyone's dressed really elegant, you know, like, it looks nice, like, it doesn't look like you're, like, you don't look like Tom Hanks playing that Halloween motherfucker from SNL.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you look like that at your wedding, it's over.
If you're wearing, like, the Target blazer and pants.
Yeah, it's over.
No, and I feel like if it was a Halloween wedding, people would be like, oh, I'm gonna put effort into this. They're not gonna show up in like a Party City outfit. They're gonna be like,
I'd kick someone
out. I'm gonna do like makeup. Like how the hotel had like their hotel workers. They had the makeup on to make them look like little skeletons.
Like old guys. Like old guys.
Like little old guys. That's fun. Like for a Halloween wedding, everyone could get dressed up but do like the spooky makeup. Not the Hispanic skull candy type of makeup.
I don't want that.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Only I can do that.
Unless you're
only
Hispanic.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah can only do half her face.
That's exactly. Half my body.
Only half.
Two-face.
Only the lower half, not the upper half. And you're wearing pants.
What am I going to do down here?
You're wearing pants.
What am I going to wear?
No, the reveal is when you take your pants off and it's like, I'm a skeleton.
I wear gaucho pants.
I want gaucho pants. I think they're cool. Don't look at me. Anyways, I also think it's kind of messed up how they had the party before the reception.
It was interesting. I think it's just
like
for the plot of the movie to work, but
yeah. But also, I also like in real life, if I were to do this, it would be like, all right, everyone's dressed really well, right? At the party, go change, get into the scariest thing you got. Go get real nasty. Go get ugly.
That makes sense, too.
You know
Everyone
what I mean?
Everyone gets on their Halloween Town 2 costume.
Yeah.
Like, get dressed in something scary in case at midnight we all turn into real goblins and ghouls.
Just to really live it up.
Just in case.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How also did you feel, because we never saw...
I did get nervous at the party because I thought the party was the reception. I'm like, this looks like shit. And then the reception was kind of
pretty. How did you feel about these actors playing these queer characters?
The homos?
Yeah, because we didn't see them. We just heard about them in the first one.
Are they really homos for real?
I haven't checked, but I doubt it.
Makes sense.
I can try to look.
I just watched Bros.
Yeah, again, don't tell me anything.
I won't. But the gays are gay. They're real, right? It's like in the same vein of like Boys in the Band. Like, I love those two movies so much because they're authentic.
The original?
Yeah. No, the one that just came out a couple years ago.
Okay.
How do I feel about these two?
Well, I'm just saying, because
I think they're all right.
I feel like it was still a very... Between what's it called?
It felt very conservative.
Between Christmas Again and this, it feels still like there's a little bit of, like, swishiness. Like, not, like, overtly, but, like, it's a little bit of, like... What a conservative person thinks a queer person is, kind of.
I also didn't like that they made them, like, super, like, hyper-femme.
That's what I'm saying.
Like...
It wasn't like they were, like, super masked. Like, they weren't, like, super, super femme, but it was still, like, a little. I'm like, we just saw the Christmas Again ones. Can't you give us a little something different? But I guess bakers can't be choosers here.
I think it was all right. I think it was literally all right. It would have been worse if the kiss was, like...
I was surprised. My eyes were glued to the screen when they said, "And you may now kiss this gay man," or whatever they said.
I looked at my phone for a millisecond.
Are they going to cut away?
I was writing on my phone, and when I tell you, I looked up, and it was like it was over. I was like, "If it was a fucking peck, I'm gonna riot."
Oh, the dad's name was Pop. I thought she was just calling him Pop.
What kind of whack ass white name? Also, I think it would have made more sense if her actual dad was a Hispanic-looking
one. That's what I thought, too. But I was like, you know what? I guess her mom is Hispanic. And then...
Or some sort of brown.
Interesting. I'm going to his trivia, and it just says that he speaks French fluently. So there's that.
French people are gay.
And the guy who played Carl... Ooh, is in the new Mighty Ducks show. I don't remember him. And I couldn't tell you. They don't have, like, Wikipedias, so I'm just looking off of it.
Oh, so we can't go into personal life?
Yeah, so I can't really see. I could DM them and just say, like...
Tell me the truth.
What are you?
I know what you are.
Anyways, so we...
I also wrote that I hope they're hot before we saw them on screen.
We find out that Harold and Rose are going to be at the exhibit nearby the wedding. So that's how this all ties together. Harold and Rose go to White Castle. Rose being the girlfriend at the end of Under Wraps.
Who is named by... What are their names?
By Gilbert.
Gilbert and Amy. And Amy. And this is the first time that we see Marshall's pissed.
He's jealous.
Because they're like, who's Rose? And they're like, oh, that's what we named her. And he's like...
You weren't there.
They're like, we didn't want to invite you. We didn't want you around with us.
They don't say that, but that's what he's hearing.
That's what he's making up in his head.
Yeah, I said Amy and Gilbert besties now?
They're not even besties. They're just in journalism club at school.
Then we have a different museum. So, like...
Oh, and they also have that secret handshake.
Yeah. So the wedding and the Harold and Rose's exhibit is in Rockport.
Fake town?
But looks spooky and fun. Love it.
Oh my god.
I don't even know what state it's supposed to be.
Maryland? If I lived in a small town, it better be like this. Like where they go balls to the wall on shit like this. I hate small towns, but if I had to live in one, it better look like this. It better be like this.
There's three museums in this movie. Because there's the one we start out with Sobek and that intern who we later, at the very end of the movie, find out his name is Larry.
Love Lobster. So
this one where he goes, my meatball, and he moves the tomb of Sobek, and
worse,
he awakens.
Worst museum employee ever. Eating around the exhibit, moving the exhibit, dropping food on the exhibit.
But I kept getting so confused. I'm like, is this the same museum that Harold's in? At first, I thought he moved Harold. Then I realized it was a different mummy with a beard.
Yeah.
They put that there for me, so I knew that that was not Harold. Then there's
the and they gave him an eye patch.
There's the museum that Harold and Rose are at. And then there's the other museum where Sobek goes to get his specter.
No, it's that's not a museum.
Scepter.
His specter. Ooh. No, that's not a museum. It's a collector's house.
Whatever. Same type of thing.
Yeah.
So, very confusing.
A collector of antiquities? You mean someone who steals?
So yes, Sobek is our new mummy. He's gonna be the villain in this movie. He
ex-best friend turned enemy because he fell in love with the girl that didn't love him but loved the friend.
Toxic man.
Is Marshall the Chaubert of this friend group?
Sobek?
That one.
Chaubert. So he needs his staff, his scepter, and he's hypnotized this intern, Larry.
No, it's not his scepter. It's like a little bangle. He gives him like a little bangle.
He needs to get his scepter. Is what I'm saying. His laser scepter. So the kids are seeing, there's this like news report about a mummy disappearance, and they're like, oh my God, was it an inside job? What's going on?
Because Amy is like, I'm keeping track. I'm looking out, making sure that these mummies, one, don't wake up randomly, two, don't get fucked with.
Buzzy, who is a character I forgot exists.
Buzzy, who is the most irresponsible adult ever to exist.
I forgot until we saw the recap that, oh yeah, she was like, this version's Bruce.
I liked Bruce better.
So she is going to the wedding with them to chaperone them, but mostly just so that she's in this movie as a part of it.
They need her to be the wheels. Like, yeah. There is no other reason why Buzzy should exist in this movie besides the fact that she's their driver.
She's driving a hearse. So she's reading about...
But she's got a sick-ass jacket.
She's reading about Sobek and how, like you said, he was Harold's best friend. He was in love with Rose, and now he wants revenge because he's not with Rose. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Jealous, jealous, jealous.
We get to Rockport, which is a very spooky town.
Ooh, very good.
They are staying in the Karlov Hotel.
Which looks lit as shit.
Yes. Also, it's like Tower of Terror.
It's like expensive looking. Yeah. Also, is that candy for free or do you pay per bag?
They ordered a lot of room service too. I
that bill must be fucking astronomical.
When Harold and Rose ordered all that room service, I thought the end of the movie was going to be that classic thing where like
the dads see the Home Alone
and they go Amy.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be that, but it wasn't that.
This hotel must be. You paid the down payment and then the rest is free. Because there is no way in hell these dads are rich.
They could be.
I mean, if they're, I'm here, I'm available.
Hold on a second, I'm sleepy. First appearance of gay dad and Carl.
Woo! Who Why are cute.
How come none of Amy's other family is there?
Girl, they don't...
The ex-wife?
What if there's... tension in the family.
Well, she has an ex-wife. She had four gay dads, right?
What?
I thought we established that she had like four gay dads.
Why?
Did I make that up?
Where would the other two come in?
That maybe that like
her dad and his husband broke up, and they both remarried. So now she has four.
Or that the mom married a man who ended up being gay and then that's what another man.
I don't think the familial ties carry on like that.
I know. I think we had a conversation last year saying we were being,
I think, like, you were confused.
Anyways, it's weird.
Find the clip.
Okay, well, it's weird that the mom is not there. That's what I'm saying. So
it's weird that there is no family at this wedding. You're right.
It's just strangers.
Or like, we don't.
But you know what? Maybe it's just these gay dads and their chosen family.
Wow.
It's just literally Chosen Family and Amy.
Hey, Google Play Chosen Family by Rina Sawayama.
Because they also invite Larry at the end. Chosen
Family by Elton John.
No!
Sure.
It's by both of them.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Hey, Google, thank you. Stop.
Yeah, because at the end they invite Larry.
Google, stop. Hey, Google, stop.
We're going to get in trouble.
It just kept playing. But yeah, anyways, so they're like, oh, Amy, can you go pick us up our rings and like hang on to them?
A little girl.
They're...
Why is your daughter your wedding planner?
This is how they're paying for it, because they're not paying for a
staff,
a planner. She's doing all of the planning. And she even says, like, I can't buy them anything, so this is my gift.
Work. Work.
So the ring guy that they go to is Marshall from the... Or not Marshall. I wrote OG Marshall, but...
OG Mitchell.
He's Gilbert.
OG
Mitchell. So... He's like, ooh, I love gems. Can I look at a picture of the amulet on the phone?
Because they're verbally talking about this in front of this man who has no idea what's happening.
He should have said, went through this once.
He said, it's a little funny. Me and my friends used to do this a lot back in the day.
So he's like, oh, that's a red jasper. And
it brings chaos.
It means chaos and destruction.
I want a red jasper necklace now.
Okay.
Or like a bangle.
Then at the Rockport Museum, Buzzy, they sneak in there. She brought mirrors for the moonlight.
Amy did. Because Amy thinks on her toes. Because she's like, we're not going to move these mummies. We're going to... Yeah. But Buzzy somehow, I don't know, Jersey Shored her way into this museum. Again, the worst... This is a how to not be a museum employee. This is what not to do.
So they wake up Harold, and then they wake up Rose, and it's a little reunion, and then they put some dummies in the tombs.
No one will ever know. And then hijinks ensue when, for some reason, they're like, Harold, you're supposed to push.
Yeah, they're trying to escape out of there without them being caught. Meanwhile, we have Sobek and Larry, the intern, getting the scepter from that collector's place.
True.
The kids give Harold and Rose the rundown on Sobek. They go, hey, remember your old bestie?
Your old bestie turned enemy, turned frenemy?
Yes.
Sobek? What's the ice cream called?
That's Sherbert.
Sherbert?
Why can't you remember Sobek? Marshall and Harold.
That's Sobek.
Catch up
the wilds
and eat pizza. What does the wilds have to do with anything?
Beck. Isn't Beck her hallucinogen?
What?
Doesn't she hallucinate Beck?
That's Ben Folds.
Oh shit.
I was like, there's a character named Becca.
I was talking about
and then I realized you're talking about the musician Beck. Okay. Different guy.
Wrong. It was still wrong. Everything was wrong.
Different guy. So Marshall and Harold, they get that little...
Spoilers for The Wild Season 2. It's canceled now, so just fucking watch
there's
it.
There's a Ben Folds cameo. But Marshall and Harold catch up, and they're eating pizza, and he's like, they're leaving me out.
I feel so sad because they're friends, and they're pushing me. I was so pissed at the end when he's like, you guys were freezing me out of this friendship. What freeze? Does he look like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Batman movie? No, he's not Mr. Freeze. They're not Mr. Freeze.
No, but I just watched that.
Ooh, it's such a good movie.
It's really not, but...
Shut up,
but
it's fine. But I think it's fun. It's camp.
It's fun, but it's not... It's no Batman Forever, which... True. Honestly is my favorite Batman movie.
True.
Hot sauce. They brought that back.
Because he loved it.
Because the mummies love it. Harold and Rose get a ton of room service, like we said. They see the Halloween festival on TV, and they're like, let's go.
Mama,
let's go, girls.
That's where it is. That's where it's happening.
And then the kids start looking for them, because they're like, we left them up alone in here. We shouldn't have done that.
And
Marshall's like,
I told you guys, we had to watch them. Marshall, then you stay up there. You stay up there and keep them company. They literally... Here's my problem with Marshall. My whole thing with this movie is Marshall sucks. Marshall has no concept of the world around him. He is his own personal, like, what's his
name? Jesus.
Personal. Jesus. Jesus.
Which plays at the end of The Wilds.
Well, yeah, it does. And we'll so scary. And we'll never know what happens next. Everybody, we're going to punch Amazon in the face. Here's my problem with Marshall. He has no concept of the world around him, right? There's a wedding. I'm sorry that your friend is in danger, right? Like, you could have, if you were so worried, you could have been like, hey, I'm sorry. I feel like I should stay back and help them. Are you guys going to be okay? You know? Like, can you guys handle this? Also, why is it only children decorating this thing?
I don't think he was even necessary to help.
No, he did nothing. He was doing nothing down there. He was just, hey, Gilbert, can you come? I think you guys are being mean to me. What? But I hate his I told you so, because he's like, see, I'm a little, no. Don't, if anyone comes up to me and does that to me, it's over. I'm punching you in the face.
Sobek and Larry arrive in Rockport and they head to the festival. Meanwhile,
and they see some mummies.
Yeah, and the mummies are like, the festival.
When they turned around, it would have been so funny if it was Zed and Addison.
Fun!
Because the guy almost kind of looked like Zed, and so I was like, oh! And then I was like, oh no.
Harold and Rose are dancing on the dance floor, because I forgot that in the first one.
He's like into dancing.
I think just because that actor can dance, so they said, let's use
it. And they got two dancers.
So the kids and Buzzy find them, and Sobek sees the caricature of Harold and Rose and goes after them and the kids. Harold and Rose really, first of all, she said they have to pay first, so where'd they get money to pay for a caricature? And then they just left that caricature there.
Because she loved it. I love one, first the paraplegic artist. I love a woman in a wheelchair in her mermaid outfit.
I did not notice.
Yeah, she's in a wheelchair.
No, she's just sitting down.
No, she's in a wheelchair.
I mean, she is sitting down, but...
Because she's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
No, Rose seems to really like it, but Harold and Kumar over there is like,
he said,
let's go dance.
He said, I look ugly.
I've been here before.
So then we have Sobek chasing Harold and Rose and the kids
and it's just chase it, and then
Buzzy says,
I think I gave you the keys.
Buzzy,
right?
Says, hey, 12-year-old girl, I think I gave you the keys. Do right? You have the keys?
Right?
Poor Amy, who has so much on her plate right now, is like, I don't know. Reaches into her pocket, and then you see the coffin ring box.
Which is, I think, is so cute. Love that idea.
Fall onto the ground, and you're like, God damn it. Buzzy, hold your own car keys.
Again, Buzzy, the most irresponsible adult in the film.
Do you see me handing my keys to kids at work?
Do you see, I don't hand my keys to anyone.
Exactly.
I put them in your bag, and then I go, where are my keys?
And I go, oh yeah, I have those.
Exactly, but I remember.
But I'm not 12.
But you're not 12.
Exactly.
And you have your own car.
Yes. So yes, like when she dropped the ring box,
I was pissed.
I wasn't super invested in this, but when that happened, I was like, oh my God, no.
I went, why do you even have it in your pocket?
That's true.
You should have kept it in the hotel room. Safe.
Yeah. Give that to the hotel people so you can blame it on them when they lose it.
And then you can get
it.
And
you can say, that's not me. I gave it to you.
It ain't on me.
That's not on me.
Why don't the dads have it?
Because they wanted Amy to take care of it for some reason. Because there had to be a through line for this movie. I don't know. Anyways, we found out that the scepter is a laser. Twist.
Pew, 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 pew.
Twist.
It's
a
like
a fucking laser?
It's like it can shoot magic.
I thought,
because it's a laser.
I thought it
and
was
a grappling hook and a sword.
I thought it was gonna be like the gun again. I thought these kids were about to die. But then later they use the scepter on the guy at the jewelry store and it doesn't kill him.
I think it can do whatever you want it to be. Like it can be like a laser. Because Harold gets picked up and thrown, right?
These kids,
or does he get shot?
Died.
These kids could have died
again. So then, yeah, like I said, because they go to the jeweler because they find the ring box.
And they're like, well, we know how to track
them
now.
At first they're just like threatening him, being like, tell us who this belongs to and where to find them. And then they just straight up shoot him with the laser.
And make him confess.
And then Amy realizes she has lost the rings.
And...
Juan's getting so mad about this. This 2022 decom.
Because there's so much whackness with it. There's so many things that are wrong. That are, like, dumb. Because here's the thing, too. She gets mad because when... No, has this happened yet? Yes. She loses the rings, but then they also... This is when they lose Rose.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because...
She gets taken away.
No, no, no.
Oh, no, no,
no. No, no,
not yet, not yet.
Not
they're
yet.
At the party, and that's when she gets taken.
Yes.
Yes.
So, we... Is the party first, and then they realize the rings are gone?
She realizes she lost the rings, but they still...
At the party, before the party, before the party.
They do the party, and they're like, Harold and Kumar, you're gonna lay low, just, like, hang out.
No, no, no. So, she loses the rings, they all panic, they're trying to look for it. Marshall doesn't give a shit. Marshall really does not care. But then at the party, they're like, we need waitstaff, so why don't we have Rose and Harold and Kumar...
Why do we not have waiters. Any employees for this wedding?
Why? This hotel is
we
literally...
We need waitstaff?
This hotel is full of people.
What do you mean you need waitstaff? It's the day of the party. We need to find some people to work this
Is she
wedding.
Like a monster? Did, like, people quit?
What the fuck? I know, there's a story there.
That's She's like, a monster.
Maybe the rest of her family quit. They were all like, fuck this and fuck your gay dads.
Ooh, oh.
The ex-wife.
They went. They went. They pulled the T.S. Madison. Baggots. Oh, Queens!
Let's see. Okay, so yeah, they're laying low at the party. Sobek shows up and, like, fucks shit up. Takes Rose. Takes Harold's amulet. Or no, takes...
Rose's amulet.
The amulet off.
Which kills... Kills? Is that the right word?
She's sleepy.
Re-mummifies Rose?
She's back to sleep.
She's asleep.
So then Amy is upset.
Well, no, and then Marshall's like, Harold, don't get up. And he's like, Rose, Rose. I'm like, Marshall, you're stopping the one guy who's as strong as Sorbet over there. Go, let him go.
Marshall, like, this is when, like, Amy's, like, in her room crying, and Marshall
is yelling.
First of all, I said, who yells? But second, he's, like, yelling, saying it's Amy and Gilbert's fault because they've been so close and, like, he was left out of things. And they're doing all this stuff by themselves, that it's their fault. It's so funny.
I'm about to jump through my window. I don't know what to punch.
But then the best part is, after the dads talk to Amy and they're like, we don't need rings, it's fine. They say...
Everyone's your family.
They said a few years ago we couldn't even get married. But then Barack Obama saw Teen Beach 2 and decided to allow us
Why
to
not?
Get married. I'm summarizing. But then Marshall apologizes for yelling...
But then
he also says, but also I meant it. Which is, I said, LOL, that is so funny. He said, yeah, I'm really sorry, like, I shouldn't have blown up like that, but also, everything I said is true.
I'm going to go on my third Marshall rant. Are you ready?
What a way to apologize.
I'm going to go on my third Marshall rant. I love the scene with the dads. I think it's very, you know, endearing. I think it's very sweet. Mm-hmm. I think it's... She's trying to be very down. And I love at the end of the...
I think, frankly, it's gay dad propaganda. I think that's what it is.
They're trying to push the hummus.
I think it's trying to say that gay dads are nice when we know they're evil.
I've said this before. I mean, no, there are no nice gays. We're all just conceited and mean. Okay. And if you're a nice gay, then you're boring. I'm sorry. No, nice gays are nice, but I think there's something wrong with you. There's something hidden. There's something among the hidden.
Okay, anyway.
Anyways, I also love the part at the end of the dad's thing where they go, what's his name, Michael?
Carl. He's like, do you think she got any of that?
And she said, no, but she will. And I think that's very nice because they're doing that thing of, like, they might not understand this now, but later on in life, they'll look back on it and kind of understand where we were coming from. I like that. That's good parenting. That's amazing. And then this little bitch, Marshall, he pulls that stunt and then he goes, you guys are freezing me out of your friendship. And then he makes them apologize to him. He goes, ooh, I'm so mad. Cause he goes, I meant it. You guys are freezing me out. It's all your fault that they got taken away. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you guys were so worried about this wedding. Marshall. It's not about you and your surrogate father figure over here.
And your daddy issues.
Like, Amy is literally, you guys are worried that Amy's not sleeping because she's planning a wedding. Gilbert over here is just trying to be a good friend, literally trying to help her with this. Like, he literally is just like, I don't know why you're fucking mad, dude. Like, we're just doing what we do. If Marshall had participated in any way, shape, or form, had been like, I'm a photographer for the journalism thing, you know, because he's doing the movies. It'd be cool if he, like, was a cameraman or a photographer. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. That's, like, participating. That's engaging with your friends and what they like to do. But meanwhile, you're over here being like, I just feel like you don't spend time with me and you don't care about me. I just wanted
everyone to be together for Halloween.
No, he says, I wanted to be everybody to be friends with me. Why is no one being friends with me? You guys are spending time doing your things, but no one's spending time with me. Spend time with them. Ask to spend time. I'm about to throw something. Ooh, I'm so pissed. And then they go, yeah, we were kind of pushing you out of the friend circle, huh? We're so sorry. We didn't spend time with you. Girl.
I think the new writer of this movie was projecting some issues from himself.
And I'm feeling that projection real hard.
Into the script.
I'm sorry, that was a lot. So they, and if that triggered anyone, I'm so sorry.
So they do end up making up, even though, did they really need to? Rockport Museum Storage is where they decide they need to go. Because Amy, again, she's like, oh yeah, I did research on this once.
No, it was Marshall who was like, everyone knows that they put their stuff in...
No, she did a report.
I thought it was... Is Marshall taking credit? For her research?
She says
another reason.
She says she did a report on it once, right? And that's where they gotta go. So, like, they show up there, they catch and tie up Larry the intern, but then Sobek unties him. They put the amulet back on Rose.
They wake her up, but then they don't leave. They don't leave quick enough.
Where did this new mummy come from? Because I...
Oh, the goon mummies? I guess
I
mummies?
Wasn't paying attention because I said, wait, when did this new mummy show? The one that looked like it had...
Muscles?
No, the little, dreads? Like, the little hair thing. You know when you go on a hike and you got the thing to protect your neck back here?
Yeah, one of those. The Egyptian ones?
Yeah.
So, what had happened was they get to this warehouse, right? Sorbur and Larry the Lobster. And they're like, this is where you're going to sleep with Rose forever now because no one's going to find you. This is like the museum's cold storage. Like, they're never going to check in here. They're never going to look. So Larry builds them like this thing and he's like, I also found you two henchmen guard mummies. So I don't know where they come from, but Larry found them and that's where they came from.
Okay.
Because he's like, I got these two guys to protect you in case anyone tries to come get you, but they're asleep.
I see now. And then I said, now how did this child sit on this boulder and kill a mummy?
You started to black out. He climbed up this, like, so they didn't run away fast enough. So he awakens those two. The two mummies fight the other two mummies. So the goons fight Rose and Harold. Instead of Sorbet just killing the people, he's just like, you know, watching them. Mm-hmm. And then the kids don't even run away. They're like, Harold, Rose! I'm like, get out. Literally leave. None of this concern. They're literally dead. These mummies are, like, literally dead.
Why do you, like, just save yourselves.
Like, what's the... You're not... You're, whatever.
Even if they die, they were already dead.
Also, like, they're
Won't
like...
they just be in the afterlife together?
Here's my thing. They're just gonna sleep in the coffins. What's stopping them from literally grabbing Rose and moving her in with Harold again? You know what I mean? They're not gonna just time travel back to Egypt. They could literally have them, everyone go back to sleep, grab Rose and put her back.
Let's focus on the wrecking ball of it all.
Yeah, so
Gilbert sits on like a Indiana Jones style boulder.
It's the moon? It's like a diorama of the moon. I don't know. And then really? He literally just drops on the goons.
But how is he so heavy?
No, he breaks the thing. Oh, okay. He like unties it or some shit. Okay. He's like, guys, watch me. And then he like drops
on them. Watch what I can do.
He becomes the actual hero of this movie a little bit.
So then Rose stands in front of Harold, protecting him from Sobek. And then Sobek says, I'll kill you both.
Yeah, he's basically like, if I can't have you, no one will.
And the kids, again, the mirrors.
Not the kids. For some goddamn reason, they decided to be like, Marshall's going to be the hero. And Marshall's like, remember that thing we did earlier? Grab these shields. Listen to me! And then they go and did you ever watch Totally Spies?
A little bit.
They do the Totally Spies where they do the laser lipstick.
Yeah.
And then they do the compact and it bounces the laser back. So they bounce the laser back at Sorbet and then he dies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and then, yes, yeah, sorbet, sobek, bye-bye. And then
kombucha, sobucha.
Larry, the intern, is no longer hypnotized, and he's like...
Can I go to your party?
He's like, oh, so I didn't know what was going on, blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, wow, the three mummies parallel the three friends.
And which one's Marshall? Which one's Marshall?
The villain! And Gilbert's like, I'm not gutsy. And they're like,
I'm a coward.
Everyone gets scared. Like, what you just did was amazing, blah, blah, blah. And then Larry, the intern's like, oh, here's your rings. And
I have them.
And then Amy's like, do you want to come to the wedding?
You can't just invite people to a wedding. The dinner plates.
She said, do you want to come work at this wedding? We need more staff.
We need more staff. What is it called? Bridezilla, the white staff.
And then we get a shot of pride flags.
And I wrote, look, what did I write? I want you to, what did I write? Right there.
It just says gay with an exclamation point.
Thank you.
I just wrote, okay, pride flags. And then.
They go, there's 45 minutes till the wedding starts. They make it to the wedding and they say, with 10 minutes to spare, how in the fuck did you just drive from wherever you were to the hotel, change, and then drive to the new wedding place in under 35 minutes?
Oh, yeah. Well, when they get to the hotel, they're like, Larry needs to change because he's been wearing the same thing for days.
And they're like, ooh, ew, stinky. And then he goes, and then they go into your mom and,
your dad's,
no mom.
Get your dad's clothes and put them on him.
How did the dads not go, is that mine?
Is that my Louis Vuitton sweater? I don't know.
He's literally wearing a wedding jacket that looks like the ones at their wedding. Like, wearing.
And then Harold and Rose are sitting in the back of the wedding. The only ones in costume.
Everyone else is like, okay.
Quote unquote costume. And then because of what Amy explained about the wedding rings earlier, now...
Oh, yeah, because she tells him in the car.
Yeah, Rose looks at Buzzy's earrings, and she wants to use those to, like...
marry, quote-unquote.
Yeah, marry Harold in the back. And I said, look at these straights stealing the thunder from these guys.
This is some shit.
They had to just double up on this wedding.
They're the straights in the back that are like, we're also going to get married, too. It's like, no one asked for you to be here.
Guess what? We just got engaged. Like, shut up. This is not your fucking day.
People that do that are severely unhinged.
Like, I know they're dead and they're mummies, but don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't be disrespectful.
Don't do that right in front of everyone. Just in the back row. Go to your hotel room and then slip those little earrings on.
And then go to sleep.
Like, come on now. Yeah, I said, look at these straights making it about them. And then we have the gay kiss. They did not cut away.
It did last longer than 3 seconds. Maybe 3 seconds,
it
actually.
It was, they start kissing. They go to a reaction shot.
And go
maybe
back and
another
release.
One, and then they go back and release. Yes, yes.
When you kiss at a, I don't know if I've been to too many weddings. When people kiss at a wedding, is it just a peck or are they like?
I think it depends. It depends on the people.
I'd be nasty about it. If people are invited to my wedding, you're gonna see some shit. It's gonna be nasty.
Then there's a party. There's dancing. There's that cake
wedding. Wait,
that we
I just said
about.
If at my wedding.
Okay, the Grinch. And then they bring back Harold and Rose to the museum. Marshall leaves Harold with their picture that they took at the wedding. Like, as if someone's not going to see that.
As if someone at the museum is going to be like, what the fuck? And then just throw it away.
And think that it's just garbage that flew in there.
Or go arrest them. They're like, they clearly stole these mummies.
Yeah, and then...
does he not... No piensa. No piensa.
It ended really quick because, like... I thought it was going to be, like, them back at the wedding or something.
No.
Or, like, back at school or something. But it just... It's when they get back in Buzzy's car and the license plate says the end and they drive off. They said, let's just wrap it up.
They said, enough.
Let's wash our hands of this. Okay, well, do you want to tell us about the one IMDb review that's on there for this movie?
IMDb.
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 So there's one review. It's a positive review. I was expecting like 1 million moms like, how dare they push that gay agenda on my kid again? You know? But it's not. 10 out of 10. This film really gives viewers just a Nope. Just the right balance of Halloween fright, mummy madness, gut-busting humor, and friendship feels. They did a bunch of alliterations and then gave up. As a horror film enthusiast, I must admit, I fancy a well-executed spooky comedy. If you are anything like me, Under Wraps 2 is a film to watch. This film really gives, it's giving, viewers just the right balance of Halloween fright, mummy madness, gut-busting humor, and friendship feels. Copy-paste. If eerie films, impromptu dance scenes, and happy endings are your thing, don't deprive yourself of watching this scary, family-friendly fun... Nope. Family-friendly fun film. Fuck them. Fuck that alliteration at the end. These bitches. That's it. If they're anything like me, so boring. So you're boring. This was not scary. This was no fright. I didn't was scared once. I was amazed by the Halloween.
At Marshall.
I was pissed most of the time. I got bored. 2/3 of the movie. Guess when I wasn't bored?
When the gays were kissing.
During the gay stuff, yeah. During the party, during the wedding, during the gay kiss.
Well, first I'll read some... There's some Letterboxd reviews on here. Someone said, gay people real. Someone said, Larry, call me. Someone said, I love drama. Let's see. Confirms all gay people are obsessed with Halloween.
I mean, truly, okay, I'm going to say this right now. If you're a queer, or if you know anyone who's part of the LGBTQIA2+ spectrum, and they don't like Halloween, they're fake. If a gay
or goes, they could have some trauma where, like, someone died.
Okay, and a bunch of people die every day. Halloween happens every day. Not every day.
What?
I live in a permanent loop of Halloween. So just something's off. When people say, I agree. If you don't like Christmas, that's fine. You're valid. It's a religious holiday. Whatever. Halloween, though, if you hate Halloween, there's something wrong with you.
Anyways, and then Grace sent us her thoughts on Woo! Under Wraps 2. Wonderful having Adam Wiley play a new character in this. It's a fun Easter egg for those that know the original.
Yes.
Kids that don't will go,
I don't know who the fuck is this kid.
I don't know.
It was fun for me. I was like, oh, wait, when I figured it out.
Love the line about how the two dads couldn't get married not that long ago. Could be a nice teaching moment if families watch it together.
They won't.
Could be, because someone
it sure
like,
could be.
What do they mean they couldn't get married?
Well, you see, our religion says.
Well, you see, those people are the devil,
and we don't like
and
the
we
devil.
Want them to burn up in hell.
But they seem nice. They're not. They take it up that, and then you have to explain anal sex.
They really took the offhand mention of gay dads from the last movie and elevated it to pride flags, wedding vows, and a kiss.
Yes.
Favorite part of the whole movie was Buzzy being a fake delivery person and saying, yeah, boss. The whole sequence had me cracking up, and I would have totally believed her. Like I said, I believed her. If you see someone, especially with glasses, and they just act like they own the place, like, I'm going to believe it.
There's something to say about good eyewear and, like, having an attitude. You're right.
Decent sequel, but I feel like they actually underutilized the three kids this time and spent too much time with the grunting mummies. I'll still go 3 out of 5 stars. Thank you, Grace.
3 out of 5 stores.
Yes.
Which is how many Spirit Halloweens you had to go to.
Yeah.
3 out of 5.
What are our final thoughts?
I have beef. I have... Where's the beef?
I have Angus beef.
I think this movie is okay. Okay, let me give you 2 reviews. One of them is from the perspective of the target audience, right? A child. A literal, 5 to 10-year-old, 5 to 13-year-old, probably something like that, right? That's when kids. This is when the demographic kind of is.
Yeah.
If I were like a Gen Z or like one of the kids that like, you know, is a child.
If
right
I
now,
was one of them kids on that TikTok thing,
I think I would like it. I think it'd be kind of fun, especially if I watched the first one. This would be, you know, the dancing sequence stuff, kind of fun. The VFX. they looked really good. Mm-hmm. Wow. They're really good. So I think in that perspective, it's a good movie to, like, you know, watch with your kids. It's not scary, but it's very Halloween-y, which I think as a kid, you want that good balance of, like, a little scary, but also, like, something that's just, like, very festive, you know? I think this movie does great in that department. If you're an adult, you will hate the fuck out of this movie. I hate this fucking movie, Sarah. I'm gonna give it a 2.5.
I don't know what you gave the last one, the first one, but I gave the first one a 2.5.
I'll give this one a 2.
I don't know what you... I don't keep track of your scores.
Someone find it. Someone clip it. Someone clip it. I'm going to give this one a 2, leaning on a 1.7. I just don't... Me as a person who's a little older, me as a person who grew up with the original, me as a person who saw the first remake, I don't like this because Marshall is the absolute dumpster fire garbage main character that he is. He's very... And maybe I'm projecting. Maybe I'm projecting because I'm fairly emotional today. Maybe this triggered me. Maybe this... I texted Sarah. I was like, I don't think I... I don't know. I was actually about to text you before you said I'm on my way and be like, can we try this tomorrow? Because I don't know how I'm going to be.
Why?
I was starting to spiral. I saw a face in the fan and I got really scared.
Why are you starting to spiral? You got a new job.
I was having a... I don't know. It was having a good morning and then I started to think and then this movie made me think more and then I started to go down. Baby, are you down? I'll also talk to you about off camera. Okay. But Marshall is so bad. He's so unlikable and so needy and he's so like, what about me? Wah, wah, wah. And it's like, girly, the gays are trying to get married right now. This isn't about you and your straight dad and your straight daddy problems. Get away. And your weird, and your boy, and your tween boy Gen Z haircut. Get it away.
So you like the first one better.
I think if I were to compare them like apples to oranges, the first one is an orange. I like oranges. I don't really like apples.
Okay.
So this one's an apple. It's a 1.7. I've decided. It's a 1.7. Okay. I don't like this movie. If you're a kid, you might like it because, you know, you're about your friends. Like, when you're little, it's all about friendship, right? Like, you don't understand the greater friendship world around you.
Friendship is magic.
Friendship is magic. My friends are my power, Kingdom Hearts. But me as a, you know, as a 27-year-old man, it's not for me and it gets me fairly mad. So 1.7 for me.
Speaking of my friends do my power, I saw this...
Also, I think Grace is completely right when she said they don't spend time enough with the kids. Marshall doesn't even feel like a main character. He feels like a main antagonist.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that until Grace said it, that like it is a lot of focus on these three mummies.
But I also think it's a lot more of Amy. Like, I think that if the story focused a lot more on Amy... I just want a story about Amy and her gay dads.
But yeah, I agree that they probably could have done more with the kids. I was just wondering what they were going to do with this one. Because, like, we obviously know that the first one was, like, just a kind of copy-paste.
It really is.
Some things, but, like, it was basically the same.
What, no gun?
Yeah, no gun this time.
No dance?
But, yeah, for the most part, it was the same. So this one, I was like, what are they going to do with the sequel? What hijinks are they going to get into? You can find it. I don't know where it is. You can scroll through.
Oh.
But I think I'm going to give this...
It doesn't exist.
I think I'm going to give it the same... Well, that's probably not out yet, but it will be.
Damn it.
I think I'm going to give it the same rating I gave the first one, but, like, it's a... I like this movie less. The half a star I wrote this down is for the gay, that they really amped that up.
The one is for the gay for me. But seven.
Like, otherwise, it would be a 2, which is less than the first movie, which I gave 2.5. So mm-hmm. Like they even out, but it's only because they like really elevated the gay, and they need to keep improving.
Like this is a good start. This is a good like base. It's also like in my head, I'm like, I don't know how to write. I wouldn't know how to write a narrative about queer people myself. Because I would be so depraved.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, for a kid, I feel like this is fine for kids. I feel like this is literally just middle of the road fine. Like, this is great. Honestly, just write stories that are like, you know, regular hetero things, but make it two guys or two girls. And then it's you got it. It's there. It's good.
But anyways, so 2.5 from me, 1.7 from you. Do you think they'll make a third one?
No. I don't see what else they would do.
I hope they keep making spooky DComs, but like, let's do something new.
I don't want any more of this.
I want a Scream Team Part 2.
That'd be cool.
I want Kat Dennings back in the DCOM universe.
I want a borderline under the, like, don't look under the bed, like, actually a little too scary.
Here's the thing is, that would be hella cool, and because people of our generation are so nostalgic and, like, know that movie so well because we were either traumatized or loved it or both.
Trauma love.
That we would all watch it, you know?
I don't even want, like, a sequel to it. I just want, like, I want it to be in that realm of, like, this is genuinely a little scary to watch. But I
think if they did do a sequel, that would be a big deal. Because, one, remember that we read that, like, they almost didn't kiss because it was an interracial couple?
Yes!
And they were like, yeah, they almost didn't let Larry and Francis kiss because he was black. And imagine now they're, like, a power couple and they're, like, fighting demons or something.
You just want a Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
But for the kids.
You just want a Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I think Halloween DComs have been like a staple of Disney channels for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, they really, like, they did more of these than, like, Christmas ones. They made Halloween.
Which I think says a lot.
They made Halloween really cool growing up. And I hope that they
keep. Halloween is cool.
They keep making, like, yeah, maybe you can't make another Halloween Town or another. Like, you don't have to remake these.
No, get some new original content. Get
something new that you could keep making. Even if it's a one and done movie, like, just get some spooky stuff.
Give me spooky. Give me a ghosty come about ghosts.
Give me a ghost.
Give me a werewolf one. Like, give me one where, you know, mom's got a date with a vampire. That was so cool.
Mom's got a date with a werewolf.
Oh my.
Dad's got a date with a werewolf.
Ooh. You know who that would attract? The gays and the furries. The gay furries.
Mom's got a date with a witch. Lesbian and a witch. Ooh. Also, I think Buzzy is a lesbian horror queen. She's a horror lesbian.
She did think, I think Larry was trying to hit on her and she went, I don't know about this.
She said, I need someone to dance with, but her dancing was just going to be.
Yeah.
It was not going to be like.
Do-na-na-da.
Yeah, it was not going to be any grinding. It was just going to be.
Arm flailing. Yeah.
Baby mama, remember when they're just framing their face. Anyways, that's Under Wraps 2.
That's Under Wraps 2. You guys can watch it if you want. If you like it, good on you.
Let us know if you watch it later.
Please don't watch it after we talk about it, because then you're going to be either... I think you're going to be really fucking mad about it.
You just told them to. You just said watch it if you want.
Shit. Watch it before this.
Too okay, late. Well, now Juan is going
to... Put that in the beginning.
Juan is going to give a shout out to the one, the only, Mara.
Ricky, 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 Mara. Mara Dixon?
Yes.
Yes. Mara Dixon is our podcast artist for the month of October. Not like she's like featured as like a, this is our month's artist. Mara did our artwork for October. As you can see, we are Paranorman. We are both Paranorman. I'm Neil. I'm Fat Neil.
I'm Norman. I'm the man.
Sarah's a Norman.
You're the Rhoda.
Ooh.
Do you remember that? It's from Romy and Michelle. I'm the Mary. When they're old in the future.
Oh.
They're still arguing over who's the Mary.
I was thinking of, I'm the Kelly. You're the, what's the guy? We used to do that show. I'm like.
Regis?
I'm the Regis and Kelly. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Or who are the two wine ones?
That's the boozers. That's Hoda
and Hoda and Kathy. Lee. Yeah, I was thinking that. Mara's our artist. Mara's our artist. Oh, she's in Jersey. It makes sense that I'm talking like this. Sure. Mara's our artist. She did our artwork for this month. Please go support her. Her Instagram. Go follow her things that she does on Instagram. They're fucking dope. Her artwork is absolutely amazing. That's gorgeous and amazing. Amazing. What's her thing? Garden Slug? Garden underscore slug, 2 G's?
Yes.
And then,
two G's at the end.
2 G's at the end. Not garden, but slug-a-ga.
Yeah.
And then her other, what's her other Instagram that she that
Mad X Zyde. Mad X ZYD.
There we go. Mad X ZYD.
ZYDE.
ZYDE. Ooh. But yeah, go follow those accounts. Great. I know Mara does commissions from time to time, like for Actually.
We actually commissioned Mara.
We actually commissioned Mara.
This was not free.
This was
not free.
She does not go, here's this thing that I spent precious hours of my life on. No.
We paid.
If you do that to your friends, you're a shady friend. You're a marshal. You don't want to be a marshal now, do you? But yeah, go support Mara. Go support everything she does. Go give her a couple bucks. Go buy something. Go support. But then also go follow Iris at Creamsicle Panda on both Instagram and Twitter. You know, follow artists. Too many of us follow, you know, celebrities or brands or shirtless guys, and then we're like, oh no, I follow too many shirtless guys, I have to delete them.
Okay. Who's that about?
Not me. And so just diversify, you know, enjoy artwork, get inspired by people and their talents. It's so good and refreshing. I went to the Phoenix Art Museum, which is where I applied the other day, got the job. I realized I'd probably been like out of frame the whole time. But like when I was in that museum, I felt at peace. I felt whole. I felt rejuvenated. Go do that with your feeds. Go rejuvenate your feeds with some artwork from some lovely people. Go do it.
Okay. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Planet Weird Pod, but you probably already know that. If you want to support us on Patreon, links in the description below. Patreon just changed it, so originally it was like whenever you sign up, you'll get charged
$30
the first of the month, and then it would just keep being the first. You know what I mean?
Like yeah.
After that. But now it's whenever you sign up, it'll be a month later. So if you signed up October 26th.
You're going to get charged November 26th.
Yeah, that'll be the renewal date, like most streaming services and stuff.
That's kind of whack. Well, I guess that actually is kind of good because you're not getting bombarded at the beginning of the month with just like your money disappearing. Yeah,
and it makes usually people, I mean, if you've been a patron already, like it'll still just be the first of the month. But if become a new patron, you sign up somewhere not on the first, it'll be like that for you.
Woo!
So that's kind of cool and helpful. So yeah, if you want to get video versions of the podcast
where I'm off frame,
yeah, where you can see us and see our cobwebs and stuff. Then you can do that on Patreon for $5. You'll also get a shout out, which we're about to do. And then $10 and $15 are where we talk about our two bonus episodes about Disney Channel shows. We're talking about Bug Juice this month. So for $10, you'll get the pilot. And for $15, you'll get the pilot. And we're talking about episode 3 of Bug Juice season 1 because there's some drama with the girlies.
Someone gave us a hot tidbit that they're fucking fighting. The girls are fighting.
The girls were fighting. So if you want to hear us talk about Bug Juice, yeah, do that. And then also we linked all of Bug Juice on our Patreon. So if you want to go on there and find the Google Drive link, join our Patreon.
You get access to Google Drives that should not be alive, but are.
You get access to Bug Juice. But thank you to our patrons. Here's our $5 and up shout outs. We got Grace Worspon, Alexa Pratt, Emily Palmer, Whitney Harris, Jared Van Leeuwen, Jose Contreras Jr., Enrique Buenrostro, Natalie Hernandez, Lindsay Britton, Ivy Gay Dads.
Ooh!
Ivy gay wedding, comma, the first in a decom.
That's a long lasting.
Yes. Have fun typing that one out, Ivy. Merch. At the time of recording, I don't know if the new merch is here, but if it is, I'm showing pictures of it on the screen. Look at it. Look at it.
Let me do the Princess Right.
Look at that. Ooh, links in the description, but if you follow us, we'll be posting about it. There's some fun, kooky things that we're selling, and then also with every order we got some spooky stickers, both of our artwork by Mara. I also have some Charlie Brown and Friends Halloween stickers that I'll put out there.
I could have designed a sticker. They're much faster.
And then I also have
thought about that.
The circus animal cookies. The frosted ones,
yes.
But the Halloween edition, so that's fun and festive. And we'll send out
What the fuck?
We'll send out some spooky Polaroids like this one.
Ooh, can I see that?
Random
order! Whoa, take a picture of that and put that, because that was not it.
They're green. And Juan's going to write on it right now. So that'll be fun. Just, you know.
This one's going to say, let your gay dads fill your holes.
We didn't get to do the spooky Polaroids last year, but we'll do it this year. And then we'll scan them at the end of the month. But
I'm going to put I heart scary dilfs.
But this could be yours.
Ooh, and it's going to say I heart scary dilfs.
Wow. Okay, well, like we said, Hocus Pocus 2 will be our closing movie of the month. Otherwise, catch us on Patreon talking about Bug Juice. And hope you have a good October. Hope you're feeling super spooky. Goodbye.
Goodbye.